85.0 EDG 01230820260401 Audio. A challenge that could actually help us. Within the SSV's cross, there will be sealed zones. This is an obvious safety measure for us. It makes the system for moving the astronauts from the modules to the center of the cross more complex. This part isn't finished yet, several options are still under consideration. However, a question arises: should we design the SSV's anti-drift system separately from the powered astronaut movement system? This needs to be addressed immediately. It's another question of weight and orbital insertion. If this equipment is separate, what might it look like? Let's try to imagine it. Two closely spaced steel cables. These cables could act as guides for moving the payloads. Here, the attachment points could be, as we understand it, far apart. Could this mean only two? That's possible. The payload could be moved using electric motors directly attached to it. Here, it's not necessary to have these cables along the entire length of the cross's edges. In short, a system using sealed zones. This is where these zones work in our favor. Aligned on the same axis and distributed across zones, this arrangement significantly increases the overall operational safety. The more zones there are, the more precise the drift control can be, in our opinion. This entire system can be installed inside without the astronauts having to leave the cross. Already a good point, in our view. For orbital insertion, this system can also be added to the SSV separately. Here, I believe it's a simple, easily modifiable, and above all, safe system for the station. Let's try a simple planning calculation: a 200 meters cross edge, a sealed zone every 50 meters, and three drift control systems per edge, for a total of 12 for the entire station. This will likely change, but for now, this planning calculation helps us with the station's design. It will work. These equilibrium mass loads could be much smaller than we think. Planning this system in the same area where the astronauts are powered by their vehicles seems like an ideal location for installing this equipment. Let's broaden the discussion on the same topic, static anti-drift. 1. Manual load movement from the SSV. 2. Load movement possible from outside the station. 3. Load movement using the astronauts' powered vehicle. 4. Finally, load movement using the SSV's dedicated anti-drift system. We need to plan for this. If this station ever travels beyond our solar system, reference points will likely become much less frequent, and trying to operate without major corrections 24 hours a day seems like a path we need to explore for this space complex. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is August 23, 2026.